We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because you know I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, you know, very apologetic. And I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, you know, to put any race down or any religion down.
All right, that was DeSean Jackson on Instagram with his apology. Good afternoon, everybody. Marks and Reese, Joe Giglio in for Ike. As DeSean yesterday shared anti-Semitic quotes that were attributed to Hitler on his Instagram story, even though I don't believe they were really from Hitler, Joe Giglio, in the most 2020 story of all time, that we're now talking about DeSean Jackson and Hitler today in July. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John. Yeah, I didn't expect this one today.
No, you can never expect when things like this come out. Let me just be completely honest. DeSean Jackson doesn't get it. He doesn't know what he's apologizing for. I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. Well, what extent did we take it, and what do you really mean? Like, I would assume that that the Eagles wanted him to come out and apologize. Mm-hmm. The Eagles issued a statement. They wanted him to apologize. He came out on Instagram and apologized. If he would have just put out a statement, someone like me would have been like, oh, sure, he puts out a statement that was written by his PR guy. So I get it. He wanted to put out a video. But when you come out and you say, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it, You put out a Hitler quote. I mean, how do you think that it was going to come off? And he went on to say, probably should have never posted anything that Hitler did and called Hitler bad. Like, no, my neighbor down the street's a bad guy. Hitler's not a bad guy. Hitler killed 10 million people, 14 million people, right? Like, there's a difference. He doesn't get it. And it doesn't seem like that he knew why he was apologizing. And that statement right there that he said, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. Well, like, what does that mean? What does that even mean? What? Like, we're blowing it up and you didn't really mean it all that much. What does it mean, Joe?
He comes off as completely ignorant. And, I mean, look, the last day or so, this kind of came out yesterday and then it blew up overnight. And then today in the Eagles statement and DeSean here, John, the Eagles should have written something for him to read, because he came off as ignorant, not understanding what he's talking about here. And did I sense in his voice that he was apologetic? I did. But I agree with you that he doesn't even realize what he's apologizing for. I don't think he understands why he offended people here. And quite frankly, I mean, he just sounds ridiculous. Like, he has 1 million followers on Instagram. You don't just put things out there involving Hitler and quotes about things that are just over the top if you don't know what they mean. I mean, I'll continue to say it, he's ignorant. I don't think he knows what he's talking about here. And two,
yes,
he's irresponsible. I mean, like, he has a responsibility. He's representing the Eagles. This isn't like, oh, I said this, I didn't mean it. No, like, he read this stuff, he highlighted it, or someone sent it to him, and he put those quotes out there. It's going to offend people. And he needs to stand up and say, I mean, I wish he said today, I'm sorry, I am ignorant about this, I am going to learn more, I am sorry. Like, he didn't have to explain it and say, I didn't mean for you to get upset. I probably shouldn't have done it. No, you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was more of the, well, I'm sorry that you got upset apology than I'm sorry for what I said.
And those apologies never work.
Yeah, they don't. And to be fair, I think that he's still kind of trying to figure out exactly what just happened. Because it's clear to me that he was surprised that there was this kind of backlash. And we actually Someone wrote about this yesterday, Jack. Right before we went on the air,
Kevin Kincaid from
Crossing Broad. He saw it, and I think we were already like doing our show, and it's I mean, like I kind of saw it. And I was just like, I don't even want to get into it right now because we're in the middle of doing a show. And then last night, it picked up real steam from national outlets, and then a lot of the local writers and papers and websites, you know, found out about it. And then by the time you woke up this morning, you know, it is what it is. It's one of the biggest stories nationally, certainly in the NFL, and definitely here in Philadelphia. Let me just say this: like, I don't think DeSean Jackson needs to be cut. I don't think he needs to be cut. Even with the statement that he comes out and says, to where it's pretty clear to me, he doesn't really get it. But what I hope is that at the end of all of this, that by the time football starts back up, he's going to have a better understanding of why this offended so many people and why you can't do things like this, especially in 2020 with where we are right now. This is about everybody, right? Like, this is wrong. What he said is wrong. Racism's wrong. What he did was wrong. He's got to get it. And when Drew Brees said what he said, when he came out and he said that, oh, well, I don't agree with it. I have family members that were in the grandfather that was in the military, and I don't like the kneeling, right? Like, immediately the response from most people was, you don't get it, dude. Like, you still don't get it.
Right.
And you know what happened? He had team meetings, Malcolm Jenkins and everything else, to where he came out then later and he issued apology after apology, to where I thought it was very thoughtful, and it was also, you know what? He understands. Like, this might be actually something that he can grow with and other people can grow too. And I'm hoping DeSean Jackson, whenever it is, in a day or two or a week, that he's able to have that same kind of, oh man, now I know what they were upset about that Drew Brees did.
Yeah, and Drew, in some of those videos he put out afterwards, I think he even said words like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I have to learn about this. I have to become more aware of what people are going through. And DeSean Jackson, part of what he said in his apology there was he wanted to uplift the black community. That's why that was, I guess, the impetus behind his post, like, uplift people. But you don't uplift people by tearing other people down. That's what this was doing. This offended other people. I don't know what he's trying to say here. I don't think he's a hateful person. Like, my guess is he didn't do this out of hate and get caught. I think he just doesn't know what he's talking about here. But again, he has to have a responsibility. He represents the Eagles. In essence, he represents
the
city of Philadelphia. Like, I mean,
and by the way, his owner
and his GM,
and GM happened to be Jewish.
Yes, like, and look, I think beyond people that have connections to Judaism, Hitler is offensive to everyone. Everyone with a pulse, Hitler's offensive to.
Unless you're a Nazi,
yes,
who probably still likes Hitler, right?
Right.
I mean, yes, you're talking about. I did a quick Google search just to see. This is weird, but to see how many people he was responsible for killing, right? And it gives like 10 million Jews. It talks about like a million people with disabilities. If you had a disability, he wanted you dead. Blacks, by the way, black Germans, was considered that you weren't worthy of living, right? Polish citizens, prisoners of war. I mean, he wanted everybody gone, right? So you need to learn more before you put something out there like that. And I honestly, this is my true belief with DeSean Jackson. I just think he doesn't have any clue. I think he was watching videos of Louis Farrakhan, and he watched a speech that Louis Farrakhan had given over the weekend, and he's more or less quarantined. I know he's out working out and things like that, but he's spending more time inside, and he's watching speeches, and he's searching for answers and to try to figure out what's going on in this country as a younger black man. And some things that he's hearing maybe from Louis Farrakhan are hitting home to him or being true to him without knowing the big picture of what he actually stands for. He's a dangerous guy, Louis Farrakhan, and what he said, right? So unfortunately, he's got caught up in a mess of thinking he was just putting something out there, some innocuous quote out there on Instagram, not realizing that Hitler's name was starting it.
Yeah, and the problem, John, is like, you and I can realize what he probably was doing, and I think most people listening probably have the same thought. But here's the problem: he has 1 million Instagram followers. If a few thousand people say, "Yeah, that makes sense," or "That's interesting," like, what are we doing here? Like, what he did and how he approached this, the apology, he's got to be better. It's got to be more than that. I'm with you. I don't want him cut either. I think we have to get away from someone does or says something stupid, and then we immediately just throw them away forever. Like, there can be a learning experience here for him.
I believe in redemption.
Yeah, I do too.
All right?
And look, he it wasn't like he took action with this. There were words and a social media post. He can say he's sorry, and the Eagles, I believe in him, can move forward with this. But there's got to be more here. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he comes out and apologizes further, or he says, look, I am going to be way better next time. But today's apology, that wasn't enough for me. That was that, like, there, we have to think more through what we're going to say here, Deshaun, not just, I'm sorry you were offended. No, it's beyond me being offended. Everyone's offended, Deshaun.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's no defending it at all. There's no defending it. And maybe we'll get people today that want to defend it. I think we both believe that he just really doesn't understand the big picture of what he was saying and what he was putting out there. But the fact that he said, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. To the extent you quoted Hitler. You thought you were quoting Hitler to the extent? I mean, it stops and it ends there.
What extent were we supposed to take this here?
And by the way, it's even deeper than that, right? I mean, it really is. And this is a difficult subject and a heavy subject to talk about, right? We're in Philadelphia. Deshaun Jackson is an Eagle, and we really want to know what the Eagles are going to do now. They issued a statement. We'll give that to you coming up next. We'll give you Deshaun's full comments, his full apology on the other side. And we'll take your phone calls. What should the Eagles do? That's really the question. Not what will they do. What should they do? Because what they will do, they're not going to cut him. And they're not going to cut him. And I'll give you the reason why. They didn't cut Riley Cooper. Not that I think they would necessarily cut him anyway, but the fact that they didn't cut Riley Cooper, and it was not this administration, but Jeffrey Lurie owned the team. Riley Cooper got a contract extension the final year, and they got rid of Deshaun and LeSean.
And we'll give you the full comments from the Eagles. There was something in there, we'll talk about the other side, that makes me think they're going to keep him too. Like the way they worded it, it feels like they are going to try to work to make this better instead of just saying, see you, Deshaun.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. That's Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. On the other side, Deshaun Jackson's full comments and apology, and we'll give you the Eagles' statement on the matter along with your phone calls. Let's do it. Marks. All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is offering 5 years, no interest for all diamond ring purchased in July. All diamond rings. It could be engagement rings or just, you know, regular diamond ring. Shop local, buy her the ring that you want, that she wants. Details at marks-jewelers.com. And it's what should the Eagles do? And I expect most people to say that, not what will they do, what should they do? And I expect most people to say that they should not cut them. And they are saying that right now. I would not cut them. I mean, if it goes somewhere from here, Joe, then obviously things could change. But for the most part, the apology was crap.
Yeah, if we found out there was actions to go with words, if he really felt like there was more to this than him just going off on social media, I think we'd all feel a little bit different. No, I don't want him cut either right now, but there's got to be more. And I hope there's more to, like, this story just can't go away now. Like, he has to address, I think he has to address this again, or the Eagles do, or he has to take an action step now. Like, he can't just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it actually does go from here. But, I mean, it's, you know, without trying to get too deep in it, he had, in the passage that he had shared, it said Hitler, but really he was watching a lot of Louis Farrakhan over the weekend, and Farrakhan has said anti-Semitic things in speeches for years and years, and Deshaun probably or doesn't know about that, and that's why it's so horrible. So hopefully he can learn about that. Maybe he can learn something about that. Isn't that what we're trying to do right now? Isn't that what everybody's trying to do right now? Is kind of learn?
Yeah, and I think that when this happens, the first instinct we have is, well, let's just get rid of this guy. And I think some teams might do that. My guess is the Eagles are going to keep him, and they're going to try to work with him and make this something that we can move forward on and be better about. But that statement they put out today was, I thought it was strongly worded, at least the beginning of it.
So here it is, and we'll play it to Deshaun, and then we'll get to your phone calls. This is the Eagles' statement. We have spoken with Deshaun Jackson about a social media post. Regardless of his intentions, the messages he shared were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling. They have no place in our society and are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. We are disappointed, and we reiterated to Deshaun the importance of not only apologizing, but also using his platform to take action to promote unity, equality, and respect. We're continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action. We take these matters very seriously and are committed to continuing to have productive and meaningful conversations with Deshaun, as well as all of our players and staff, in order to educate, learn, and grow.
See, that last sentence is why I think they're going to keep him. Like, they're committed to taking steps with Deshaun to grow. If they cut it off at, we are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and we'll take appropriate action, that would be, uh-oh, he's going to get cut. But they kept going and included him in their plan.
Right. And we're disappointed, and we reiterated to Deshaun the importance of not only apologizing, but also using his platform to take action to promote unity, equality, and respect. So within the statement, it's saying, you can tell that unless something else happens here, that they are, you know, I don't think he's going anywhere. But what should they do? 215-592-9494. Your phone's in a second. So we're going to play full Deshaun here. All right, here's full Deshaun, then we'll get right to the phones. Here it is.
What's going on? You know, I've been getting a lot of backlash and, you know, feedback from an Instagram post that I put on my my Instagram story. I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, you know, very apologetic. And I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, you know, to put any race down or any religion down. You know, I post things on my story all the time, and, you know, I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And, you know, I was just trying to uplift, you know, African-Americans and slavery and, you know, just enlighten my people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, you know, any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one. I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart. And I never try to, you know, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that. And it's coming from me and my feelings. And, you know, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinions, to try to just enlighten my people. And just let everybody know that there's no hatred involved. So.
All right. Well, there you go. There's Deshaun. Let's react. Let's go to Dave in Northeast. I'm sorry. Let's go to Dave in Northeast Philly. Dave, go ahead, man. How are you?
Hi, guys. Great show. I have two comments, and listen to me, please.
Yes.
First of all, I am a Holocaust survivor. I lost my dad in Auschwitz, so I know what it's all about. If Deshaun Jackson would be white, and if he would have made a comment about a Ku Klux Klan, how he admires the Grey Dragon, he would be gone by now. He follows Farrakhan, who is an anti-Semite and a racist. And I do believe the Eagles should not keep Deshaun Jackson, considering that the owner and the general manager are both Jewish. And that's not really the criteria. The criteria is what he said was wrong, appalling. He's 32 years old. He's not a kid. You should not be defending him. The way it sounds to me, he's a follower of Farrakhan, who's an anti-Semite. And for that reason by itself, I don't think the Eagles should keep him. And I'm an Eagles season ticket holder. And that's all I have to say.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Well, that's a voice that should be heard. I mean, he's an Eagles season ticket holder. He doesn't want the guy on the team. And I mean, the point he made there is a fair one. He's not 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's over 30. Like, there has to be a responsibility here. That's why the apology, you know, I was trying to uplift. Well, you got to realize what you're doing here. This isn't that hard.
No.
It's not that hard. It's not like he misspoke where he's speaking, he's talking a lot, and he says something he didn't really mean. He posted this. Like, that part of the excuse that I don't buy. Like, I'm just trying to uplift people. Well, you got to realize what you're doing here.
Yeah, I honestly don't think he realizes it. Ignorance should never be a defense, right? You don't get it let off the hook because you're ignorant to it, but I think he's ignorant to it. I do. I think what he thought he was posting was something that people would like, right? Like, I don't know how. I don't know how you think you can post something with the word Hitler in it that it's going to be okay, right? Let's go to Caleb in Delaware. Caleb, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Hi, Caleb.
I'm going to try to sum this all up quick because I know you don't got a lot of time. Me, personally, first and foremost, I do not agree with it at all. And I don't want to say but to follow it, so I won't. I do not agree with it at all. I do not believe he knew what he was posting. Me, personally, I think someone sent that to him. And being in the world that we live in today where social media is, let's just get it out there and it's not thinking twice if it's right or wrong, I don't think he thought twice about it. Now, as a black person, there's a part in the message where I do see where he was coming from in the sense of where he was saying he was trying to uplift us and he didn't mean it in a way that the mass majority could have took it. It was a part in there where it was just basically just like the Black Lives Matter, where you're just trying to let black people know, hey, look, you are something. And it was a very small part in there where he went back, where he crossed everything out. And that one little passage that was there, that's what I think he meant when he said, I didn't mean it in the way that you took it. I mean, that it was taken. But I don't believe that it was his. I believe someone gave it to him and he just seen it and it moved him and he reacted instead of doing research and everything like that. I think someone gave it to him and he just reacted instead of thinking twice about it. But that passage that he did come back and cross out, that's the part where he keeps saying where nobody understands, where he keeps saying, I didn't mean it the way you guys took it. So I generally believe he's truly sorry. I don't believe he should be removed from the team. I think the team as a whole, since we've been having so many controversial things going on in the locker room, I think he should sit down with the team and his players should, you know, kind of decide what should be done with him. If they're willing to stand by him and forgive him, or if they don't want to play with him. And if it comes down to that, of why he's being kept or cut, I can live with that. But I believe the same way we all gave Drew Brees a second chance, it should be done to him. Again, ignorance doesn't have an age. So for people to get on here to say, hey, he was 32 years old, or ignorance doesn't have an age. And I just truly believe that he did not know. And him going, like you guys said, you guys was okay with him doing a video. I probably would have rather his PR do it, because seeing the video, it made him look even more ignorant to people who don't understand. And it's kind of hard where, again, I like all you guys. I love all you guys as a listener. But I kind of wish Ike was here today. Not saying he would agree or disagree, but Ike sometimes provide a different point of view.
I'm curious, Caleb. Believe me, I love working with Joe. I was really curious to what Ike.
Of course, I think we all were.
Yeah, would have said today. I mean, it was the same thing with everything went down with George Floyd. It's like Ike is an important voice in this radio station, at this radio station, and in the city. He just is, and he has a way about himself and the way he articulates his thoughts in instances like this. You know, with Drew Brees, here's the difference, right? Like, I don't think anybody in the Eagles locker room is going to say, I can't play with DeSean Jackson anymore, even if he's not apologetic or anything else, because here's why. Drew Brees is playing with a 70. I don't know the exact numbers on the Saints, but generally, I think it's 70% of the league is African-American.
Yeah, most of his locker room would have been probably offended.
Yeah, and they were, right? So Drew Brees says that. He's offending his teammates. DeSean Jackson says this. I don't even know, other than his teammates seeing this on the radar and maybe rolling their eyes, I don't know how many guys this actually where they're like, oh, I'm not playing with him anymore. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the point is interesting that he should talk to his teammates. Like, we don't know how many teammates have someone connect to them that is Jewish. I don't think the NFL has a ton of Jewish players, at least that I could think of off the top of my head. Obviously, we know the owner and the GM is. But people have connections to like, my part of my family is Jewish. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. I'm not Jewish.
Wow.
My grandmother left Europe, left Yugoslavia as the Germans were coming. So, like, there are people that aren't Jewish that could be offended because their family is. Like, who knows who has a Jewish wife, who has a Jewish cousin, who married into, like, there could be teammates that you wouldn't think are offended that probably are. I think he does have to talk to his teammates. Because, like, you don't know who in that locker room is offended right now. And maybe it's a person. Like, the Malcolm Brees thing became very public. Who knows? Maybe someone on the team that's bothered called him today, and they're going to hash all this out, not on Instagram. I mean, that does happen, too. It doesn't all have to be in public. But
no, in fact, it's nice when it's not in public.
Yeah, I think most times it's probably not in public. Malcolm and Brees became a very big thing in public.
Let's go to Joe in Mount Airy. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Jeremy, I hope we can have respectful dialogue, John and Joe. I'm a member of the Nation of Islam. And Minister Farrakhan is not no hateful big. He does not hate Jews. And what people need to understand, gentlemen, is that DeSean, he's a young black man. He don't articulate this, but he was trying to say, he wasn't trying to put Jewish people. What he was saying is that black people are the true chosen people of the book. He was saying that white people aren't the Jews. They're converted to Judaism. They're not the natural inhabitants of the land of Israel. That's what DeSean, he didn't know how to articulate it. That's all he was trying to say from a biblical standpoint, that black people are the true chosen people of God. And I know Minister Farrakhan. I've dinner with Minister Farrakhan. He does not hate Jewish people. He don't hate. He got Jewish friends. He got Jewish rabbis he has ate dinner with. So I defend the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan because he is not a hate monger. And I go before the world and say that. And I love it. And I love sports. I'm a big man. I'm a Cowboy fan, but I love Randall Cunningham and Buddy Ryan. So I know where I know where I am as a black man, and I got friends of all races. I don't hate anyone. I just speak the truth, truth to power. You want to see a racist? You got one in the White House right now. He hates everybody. He's a bigot to the max. Man, that's a bigot.
Well, Joe, listen. Other than the Cowboy fan, we appreciate you calling in. All right.
He had a wide variety of topics.
Yeah, he did. Now, as far as Louis Farrakhan, I don't want to dive deep into Louis Farrakhan on the show today. But if you just do a simple Google search of Louis Farrakhan, a lot of things would tell you otherwise as far as him being an anti-Semite.
Yeah, and he's saying that Deshaun was misconstrued. I mean, he put up a quote that Hitler may or may not have said. It seems like it was a passage that Hitler. Like, I'm reading this thing, and I don't even know if he actually said this, but it's attributed to him.
Yes.
It's in there. Deshaun posted that. It's going to offend people. Like, you can't misconstrue that.
It said Hitler.
Said. That's what it said. Hitler said is the first two words of the passage Deshaun posted.
Yes, it did. Let's go to Eddie in Delaware. Eddie, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good.
What's up?
Let me just set the stage. Yes, I'm a black man. Grew up in Philadelphia and Delaware. I get the dynamics. I grew up in Logan, which is actually named after the guy who brought the first slave to Philadelphia. So I get a lot of the nuance that I think some callers get and some don't. But just jumping straight into Deshaun, somebody else said it. He doesn't articulate himself well, and there's a lot of people like that. So, you know, he's put his foot in his mouth on a few different issues, so, you know, a lot of them not being this serious, of course.
Right.
Not going to touch, you know, whether or not Louis Farrakhan is an anti-Semite or anything like that. But you got somebody who's perceived as an anti-Semite. You got somebody in Hitler where there's no question of how he felt about anybody who didn't fit, you know, a certain genetic makeup. So despite what Deshaun's intentions were, putting something out like that, from people who could be perceived that way, you opened yourself up to getting a lot of trouble, man. Now, should he get cut? Absolutely not. I appreciate Mr. Lurie for being – I'm calling Mr. Lurie like I work for him. But, you know, I appreciate Mr. Lurie for being, you know, the team owner that he is. Like, the Eagles have a reputation of being this place where you can be rehabilitated.
Yeah.
You know, a place where – and I know Andy Reid had a lot to do with that too – but a place where people can come back and revive their careers. Look at Mike Vick, you know? So I like him having that position in the NFL. So this is just another opportunity to have somebody be enlightened the right way.
Yes, Sean, you're right. So, yeah. So I mean, and you know what, Eddie? Maybe this helps educate a lot of people out there that didn't know.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think – you know, no matter what his intentions were, it didn't come off the way that he thought. That apology should have been, you know, scripted by PR people who know how to communicate. He's not a communicator. He is an athlete who has good thoughts, but he needs help communicating them.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a great point. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's in Florida, and the Eagles are saying, hey, you need to apologize, to where maybe if they would have taken a little bit more time to get it right. You know what I mean? Like, he comes out and he says, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it, and I probably should have never posted anything that Hitler did. If the message would have been, if it would have been a little bit different, if it would have been a little bit better.
I made a mistake. I don't agree with what was written there. You know, there's a way to say it firmly. He didn't say it firmly today. That's the problem I have with the apology.
He didn't know what he was apologizing for, other than people were offended.
You can hear in his voice that he realized he made a mistake and people are upset and he's sorry. Like, man, I messed up. But it doesn't sound like he understands why everyone is so upset here. That's the problem. And a lot of people are. I mean, we have fans calling in. Season ticket holders are going to watch him. Well, I mean, in theory, watch him. We can't go to the games this year. But they're upset. That's a problem. That's a problem for the Eagles.
Let's go to Dan in Philly. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So actually, I'm a religious Jew. I live in Philadelphia, and I thought I'm that's only relevant for a background. I don't think it actually matters for what I have to say.
Well, I mean, listen, it does in this conversation,
sure.
Dan. Absolutely.
I think in this conversation, there's basically two separate points. There's watching DeSean Jackson as a fan and having a feeling, negative feelings towards DeSean Jackson as an Eagles fan. And then there's basically how the corporations, the NFL, just the country as a whole should take action in terms of what DeSean Jackson did. So in terms of being a fan of DeSean Jackson, I think you guys are hitting it on the head. I think he's just an idiot. I don't think he had any idea what he was talking about, proven from the fact that people with these beliefs probably wouldn't post them and just quote Hitler, just throw it out there. It's a really unintelligent thing to do, even for people with these beliefs. And also, it seems like it's not a Hitler quote. Hitler was famously anti-black.
Yes.
It's very bizarre. It seems like he's just an idiot. Like, if you're asking me would I watch him and root for him, yeah, like, the guy's an idiot. That's true for usual racism and anti-religion. People are just uninformed, because if anyone thinks that there's just no proof whatsoever scientifically that people who are different religions or different races are any better or worse off than each other. It's just usually comes from a place of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of what the league has to do and the league perspective, it's more interesting because, not that I'm not saying I agree with cancel culture, but the world has deemed it fit that when a person says a negative comment, the proper action is for that person to lose their job or be reprimanded severely. Do I think, like, and you guys are basically saying maybe it's time to move away from that. Maybe it's time to move away from that. Using this as the example is a little interesting, being that it's now kind of the reverse of the narrative that's been, right? Like, it's been white people anti-black. Mm-hmm. Now it's black people anti-Jew. So it would be kind of an interesting place to start. But at the end of the day, would I watch him if he's playing? Yeah, I'd watch him if he's playing. The guy's an idiot. Do I think it's a little hypocritical from the world? Probably it's a little hypocritical from the world. And Riley Cooper was 9 years ago. They can very easily say a statement, yeah, we've, like, evolved since then. The world's changed, and we messed up then, and we're going to handle this properly now. It's not hypocritical for the Eagles to not release it now.
Well, I mean, it may not be hypocritical for that, but I can tell you that it would play into it. That they would get heavy scrutiny if they released DeSean and said, oh, you released DeSean, but...
Yeah, it would feel like a double standard, even if it's not. Even if it, and he's not wrong. The world has changed. The way we react to things has changed.
Well, Riley Cooper today would be gone
in a second.
Immediately.
In a second.
Even with Chip Kelly being there, and that was the Chip Kelly production, Jeffrey Lurie also allowed Chip.
Now, the other part of that, though, I remember Mike Vick stood up for Riley Cooper. You know,
Chip asked him to.
Right. So now, I'm waiting for an Eagle to say DeSean's a good guy. DeSean doesn't mean this. Like, that could go a little while to moving the story forward. If a teammate defends him and says, this is not really DeSean, he didn't mean that.
Well, if you remember, when DeSean got cut, when that story came out, DeSean got cut, there was Jason Kelce. I mean, I guess he got the name Kiss Ass Kelce because of it. But Jason Kelce came out on Twitter and he put out a tweet that said he supported Chip Kelly and the Eagles after that.
Yep.
You know, we know what that story was. Listen, DeSean wasn't the perfect player under Chip Kelly. I'm sure he drove him crazy. I'm sure that he would drive a lot of coaches crazy. But he was done wrong in Philadelphia with how his departure was orchestrated here. And I'm always going to believe that, right? But he also probably wasn't easy to coach. He probably wasn't easy to – he was out all the time. Chip had that GPS that he wanted on all the players.
He wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, I mean, so – like, you don't understand it, but now you fast forward to 2020, and this screams ignorance to me more than anything else. That's what it screams to me. I don't think that DeSean has ever thought about hating Jewish people. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I have no. I mean, but I never.
Well, this is out of character. Is it like
totally?
This isn't. I mean, you could not love DeSean's character as a football player and a professional, but this is out of character. Like, I wasn't expecting to wake up to this morning. It's out of character.
215-592-9494. We'll keep rolling your calls on this. Should the Eagles release DeSean? A lot of people are saying no. I don't think they should. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Mark Sinise on 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.